with all your mind. What does all your mind mean? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Matthew 22:37. Hold nothing dearer. To love God with all of our hearts and souls means that there is nothing that we hold dearer than our God. No one comes before our devotion and love for God. No person, no job, no possession rates higher than our love for God. These words of Jesus, however, also tell us that we must love God with all of our minds. The center of our personhood. Our mind is the center of our personhood. With our mind, we think, reason, hold memories, and feel emotions. It is, in essence, who we are. This is the core of our being. With our minds, we are to love God fully, totally, and completely. There is no room for anyone or anything else, even coming close to the love we need to have for God. When I first met my husband, he told me that he sought a woman who would always love God more than she loved him. Likewise, I wanted a man who loved God more than he loved me. Settling for someone who would put a person, even if that person was myself, ahead of God, would be a disastrous marriage. God first. Jesus wants our minds to be of and for God. God first is the thought we should think over and over throughout our lives as Christians. It should be our motivating conviction. Asking God what He wants us to do and doing accordingly should be in each day. Every undertaking should be started after asking God His will about it. You are thinking, no doubt, of the daily duties and instantaneous decisions that we all face constantly. If our hearts and minds are turned to God in all things always, and we follow His commands and laws of love daily, then we will often follow the godly way as a matter of course. To do so, we must stay in constant prayerful communication so that we remain in His will. When a question arises, don't be afraid to say you need time to pray about a matter before making the decision. Heartache and many wrong dealings can be avoided by the simple taking time to pray plan. Whole heart, soul, and all your mind. God deserves all of us. With all your mind on God, you will not have your mind on sinful thoughts and wrongful planning. We will seek to have the mind of Christ in us and to live lives pleasing to our Father. No part of our mind will dwell on the filth of sin around us. His love will be the driving force of our existence. Truly, God deserves your all.